Jimmy Joe got out and started walking towards Rambo.
Come here, Pooch. Let me show you what happens to mutts that bark at my pickup.
Rambo had been trying to bite the tread off the rear tire, but when he saw the dog catcher come around the back of the pickup, he raised his head and started to growl. Their eyes met, and for several seconds they stared at each other. If you recall, Rambo had a pair of smoky eyes that would stop a train. Jimmy Joe turned and walked back to his pickup, opened the door, and I thought he would jump in and drive away, but he didn't. He reached in and came out with a lariat rope. As quick as a flash, he built a dog-sized loop and went around to the other side of the pickup again. By the time Rambo saw the rope, it was already too late. Jimmy Joe didn't need but one throw. His Houlihan loop struck like a rattlesnake. Swish, snap! And Rambo was a caught dog. When the loop pulled tight around his neck, his attitude changed 100%. He went from being the neighborhood thug who couldn't be whipped to just another dumb mutt who had misjudged what a former cowboy could do with a piece of twine. Jimmy Joe ran the home end of his rope through the wire at the front of the cage and loaded Rambo just the way you'd load a balky colt. Pulled on the rope and spanked his behind with an elm switch. And fellers, that Great Dane loaded up. That was a pretty slick piece of cowboy work Jimmy Joe had just pulled off. Even though he and I were on opposite sides of the law, so to speak, I couldn't help but admire the way he handled himself. But I didn't have much time to think about it, because by that time, my nieces and nephews arrived on the scene and began smothering me with love, affection, gratitude, congratulations, and so forth. Yes, sir, their Uncle Hank had rid the neighborhood of a terrible monster dog, and by George, they just couldn't say enough good. The same news that had snared Rambo seemed to have been tossed in my direction, it appeared. And instead of staying around to celebrate with the kinfolks, I was more or less dragged, forcibly, bodily, against my will, dragged to the dog catcher's cage. The cage door flew open, so to speak, and I was pitched inside. No reading of my rights, no explanation, no ceremony, just pitched inside like an ordinary stray dog. And yikes, the very thought of being pitched into the cage with an angry dog-eating dog who had a grudge to grind was enough to scare the liver right out of me. Fellers, I knew one thing for certain. I didn't need to worry about spending the rest of my life in the Twitchell dog pound because I wouldn't live long enough to get there. But just before I was mauled and torn to shreds by the awful beast, I made an interesting discovery. The cage was divided in half. I was on one side, and Rambo was on the other, with a stout partition between us. That was real good news. The dog catcher pointed a bony finger at me.
That's for leading Ralph astray, and when we get to the pound, I just might feed you to that pony right there.
He jerked his head towards Rambo.
It'll cut down on my overhead two ways, Pooch, and also make the world a better place. Come here, Ralph, you dummy. For running off, you get to ride in the back with the convicts.
And Ralph came flying into the cage with me. He looked up at me with his big, wet, sad basset hound eyes.
Well, your plan worked a little too well, I reckon.
So it appears, Ralph.
What you gonna do now?
Well, I'll probably... I turned and cast a glance over to the next cage. Rambo was staring back at me.
Hi there, cow dog. Paybacks are a terrible thing.
I don't know what you're talking about, and Ralph... I don't suppose there's a secret passageway out of this cage, is there?
Well, let me think on that.
By this time, we were moving down the street. I waited for his answer and then waited some more. At last, it dawned on me that he'd gone to sleep. Ralph, we've just turned off of Main Street. We're heading for the dog pound. I don't want to rush you, but my life is hanging in the balance. His eyes fell open.
Who am I and where are you? No, I got it backwards. Where am I and who are you?
Never mind all of that, Ralph. You are about to tell me about a secret passageway out of this dog catcher's truck.
I was, huh? Dog catcher's truck?
That's correct, because if you don't help me escape, I'll be torn to shreds by that Great Dane over in the next pen, and my tragic end will be on your conscience forever and ever. And boy, will you be sorry. He shook his head.
You're putting too much pressure on me.
We were only about 100 yards away from the pound. Yes, I suppose there's an element of truth to that, but I'm feeling a little pressure myself.
My mind goes blank under pressure. How about yours?
No, Ralph. My mind isn't going blank. It's thinking really bad thoughts right now. We pulled up in front of the pound and stopped. Ralph, I hate to put it this way, but our friendship is on the line. If you don't tell me about that secret passageway and do it very soon, you're going to lose a valuable friend.
Boy, I'd hate that.
Now, quickly, tell me about the secret passageway out of here.
Okay. As far as I know, there ain't one.
Our eyes met. What do you mean, there ain't one?
I mean, there ain't a secret passage, is what I mean. What kind of dog catcher would build a secret passage into his truck?
I can't answer that question, Ralph. My mind goes blank under pressure.
Yeah, mine too. I just hate it when that happens.
Jimmy Joe had walked around to the cage door and was fumbling with his keys. Rambo was grinning at me and licking his chops. Jimmy Joe opened the door and snapped his fingers at me.
Come on, Pooch. This is the end of the road for you.
Suddenly it occurred to me that a program of nonviolent non-cooperation might work here. If I lay down at the back of the cage and refused... But on the other hand, I hadn't known about his stick with the hook on the end, or that he could slip that hook around my neck and drag me... I was caught. There would be no secret passage, no way out, no happy ending. I would be torn to shreds in the line of duty. Never again would I roll in the sewer, or bark at the mailman, or wake up to the fresh, sage-scented air on my beloved ranch. Never again. Another pickup drove in and stopped. A tall, skinny cowboy-looking fellow stepped out, stuffed his hands into his pockets, and ambled over. There was something familiar about the way he...
Holy smokes! It was Slim!
Morning,
he said to Jimmy Joe.
Looks like you found my dog. I didn't know he'd come to town with me, but I'm thinking maybe he did.
Yeah, well, you can sure have him back.
I'd appreciate it.
Slim reached for me, but the dog catcher pulled away.
Not so fast, partner. No tags, no collar, no shots, no leash, barking at cars, and making a public nuisance. This dog's worth about $145, the way I figure it.
You take checks?
Not from cowboys.
That makes sense.
Slim lifted his hat and scratched his head.
You caught any good fish lately?
No, that old lake's fished out and... How did you know I fish?
Oh, just a shot in the dark. You look like the kind of feller who might wet a hook now and then.
every weekend, and I haven't caught a decent fish in 3 months. You know any good places?
Slim arched his brows, and did I see him wink at me?
Yes, I was almost sure he did.
Well, yes, now that you mention it, I know several good holes.
Jimmy Joe moved closer. There was a new light in his eyes.
Around here?
Uh-huh.
Private land?
Yep.
Catfish or bass?
Both.
By this time, Jimmy Joe was chewing on his lip and studying old Slim pretty hard.
Where?
Heh heh.
I don't suppose you know the owners, do you?
Uh-huh, real well.
Could a guy get written permission to fish?
He might. He sure might.
All at once, Jimmy Joe set me on the ground and patted my head and gave me a big smile.
Fine dog you got here, but be more careful the next time you bring him into town, here. And if you'll just write down the directions to that pond and sign it, we can all get on about our business.
Slim did the deal, and minutes later we were on our way back to the ranch.
Well, what more can I say? I had saved my widowed sister and her kids from a terrible bully, had introduced Dog Pound Ralph to some of life's more exciting moments, and had even managed to save my own life at the very last second.
Okay, with a little help from outside sources, but you don't need to spread that around.
Yes, Slim did have a few harsh words for me on the way home, but shucks, that was a small price to pay for another happy ending. Case closed.